This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
It's a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
What's going on, everybody? Art here for Masters of None, and with me is one of the two guys, Michael Dub, dude.
Yo! What's up, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy 2016. And we're going to be looking at 2015 without Jay. Unfortunately, he's got like a beer live event or something. Is that what he's got going on?
Yeah, I think he's probably like 8 beers in the bag right now. So he's just fucking drunk and he can't do it. He can't do the show. Jay's kind of a lightweight, actually. For a beer rep, I don't know if you've noticed that. He gets just a couple in him, and he's got that glassy-eyed look to him, and he's like, "What's up, motherfuckers?" Like, dude, you had two, but they're probably both like 10% alcohol. So,
yeah, this was wood grain from an antelope.
This is an interesting porter. It comes from the Nova Scotia region.
It's from a guy named Terry.
But yeah, that's all right. We got it. Me and you, we can pull this off. We've done shows before. Come on. We're professionals here. Shit. We've been doing this for fucking 7 years. We had our seven years, right?
Yep. 7 years, man. Happy birthday to Masters of None.
Yes. We had our birthday that everybody thought on Facebook it was one of our birthdays, which was hilarious. They were saying happy birthday. Like, most of them were happy birthday to me. And I was like, yeah, that's wrong. So, but yeah, 7 years we've been doing this horseshit, and it's fun, man. It's great. I think it's, hey, look at where I am right now. You see this?
You're in a studio that is like you built.
This is the Masters of None studio, and all the money that we made from podcasting over the years built this studio. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And that's why the walls are plated with gold.
Yep. Mm-hmm. got my money buried in there like fucking Heisenberg.
We'll give you Jay's, I guess, synopsis of 2015 in like probably a one sentence or maybe even one word answer towards the end. So stay tuned for that, young ones.
You'll never guess what it is.
No.
So I think, what do? We usually start with the personal shit, or do we leave that to the end?
We can do the, you can start. Hey, you know what? Let's just start with the personal stuff. A lot of things happened for you. A lot of things happened for me.
Yeah.
So let's go with you, man. You start. Ladies first. Go ahead.
No. Age before beauty, please. No.
Oh, okay.
No. All right. I'll go.
Hair before baldness. You go.
For me personally, 2015 was a whirlwind, man. And it was amazing for numerous reasons. Got a new house. We got a new baby. We got a new car. We got new Star Wars. My wife got a new job. Now we're both in jobs that we actually like doing, which is super important, especially with, like I said, new baby. And she's just amazing. She's such a good baby. And I'm just we're so unbelievably spoiled. I fucking love it. And like I said, in this house and this brand new studio that I'm currently putting together, and it's coming along pretty nicely. And yeah, we'll get to you in a second, but you gotta love fucking homeownership. it's pretty cool. Like, it is kind of cool. Like, there's a lot of it that sucks, you know, fucking mortgage every goddamn month, and if fucking something's broken, no shit, I gotta fix it. There are many perks, and I dig it. I dig having a place of my own. 2015 is going to be hard to top. I mean, it started with the birth of my daughter, for Christ's sake. So it's going to be hard to fucking top, really, really. But it's,
yeah, I mean, I think you, out of the three of us, I think you had the best year.
I did. I feel like I did. I mean, you had a good year too, but it's hard to argue mine. My
I think out of the three of us, you and well deserved, man. I mean, I know that you know. I mean, you just mentioned a lot of cool things. I mean, life events. I remember back in the day when I was working for Fidelity, I was like managing people's like benefits and stuff. And there's always saying like, you know, life events and, you know, marriage, birth of a child, new job. I mean, obviously you guys didn't get married in 2015, but like you had so many life events and they were good life events. So that's awesome, man. It's real, and like just seeing you interact, obviously with your daughter is awesome. And it's just, and you know, also too, quick shout out to one of like, I think Life of Dad's best articles was written by you, man.
Are you serious? That's crazy. I haven't looked at it in a while. It's gotten a lot, huh?
Yeah.
It's gotten a lot of views. That's great.
Yeah, like two. I think it, when you posted it in December, man, I think like within the week or the 2 weeks that I checked, it was like up to like 8,000 or maybe 9,000 views, did you? Jeez. It was really good.
That's great. Yeah, no, I feel like worthy enough to like participate in dad conversations now. You know what I mean? Because like before, when my friends having kids and stuff, and you know, I realized I couldn't really empathize. You know, I could sympathize. I could, you know, I could say, oh yeah, but I never wanted to be that guy that was just like, oh yeah, just like, you know, that sounds just like me with my pet or something. You know, that's stupid. So it was good then finally have a daughter, and I get some of the lingo now. You know, I like know some of the secret passwords and the looks and stuff that you get, and it's fun. It's cool. I it's a whole new world. It really is. It's just crazy. I'm not gonna sing.
A whole new world.
I'm not gonna sing. I'm not gonna do it. I promise myself. But it's great, dude. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun. She's just Pip, man. She's a riot.
Yeah. And the you know, some of the photos you can kind of share with us, man, are just great.
Yeah.
you can see like, you know, she is your daughter with the mannerisms and like the facial expressions.
Yeah, there's some scary ones I see sometimes. I'm just like, uh-oh, I know what that's going to mean. But hey, I got to say, you had a fucking hell of a year too, man. Holy shit.
For me, man, of course, you and I share Echo Star Wars coming out.
Yeah.
Long time coming for that one. You know, you saw so many memes where it's like, I like the one where there was a Harry Potter Star Wars meme where like a kid was like, I've been waiting 5 years to see what happens to Harry Potter. like I've been waiting 30 years to see what happened to Luke Skywalker. Yeah, shut up.
That's cute.
We moved from Jersey to North Carolina, where we are right now. We actually sold our house in Jersey. You know, buying a house is one thing, selling is another. So just stay where you are right now. Let me just say that.
That's funny.
If you're thinking about selling, don't. There's my PSA, the more you know. a lot of cool things happened for my wife and my daughters. And then also for me, I actually got to work with you again.
Yeah.
In a real-time business, man. And it was just a really cool event. I got to work with you over at, you know, your gig over at MetLife Stadium. I got to work Thursday night on the field for the Jets-Bills game. Yeah, do the Bills press conference. And that was, like, probably one of the most, like, you know, Googled in sports press conferences. Because Rex Ryan used to be the head coach of the Jets, was coaching the Bills, and he beat the Jets in, you know, obviously New York, New Jersey. So I got to thank you, man. I mean, talk about bucket list stuff at MetLife. Like, MetLife has been huge for me. You've been there for all three events. No, four events. Sorry, four events.
What were they?
Okay, the first one is actually not MetLife Stadium. It's Giant Stadium. You and I went. You took me to the last game at Giant Stadium.
Oh, dude, no. We went to the Giants-Patriots game.
Yeah, the Giants-Patriots game was the last game at Giants
Stadium.
Last
game
at
Giants Stadium before their Super Bowl. That was ridiculous. Yeah.
So that was awesome. And then the second time is I got at MetLife. You were working there. I got to interview Doug Flutie on the 50-yard line, and you were working that event, and I was there for like this one like dad conference.
Yep, I remember.
Third
that.
Time is when I went to the Super Bowl. Again, you were working, and not only was it cool for you and I to kind of pictures and like, you know, have that moment ingrained not only on Facebook but in our minds, and you know, we can always look on our phones and see like that, but you dropped me off at the train station and I went home with you. People who like were with me who left at the third quarter were still at the train station at Rutherford when you and I were like waving to everybody like bye.
I told you, I was like, wow, that was the easiest I've ever gotten out of the stadium. Because everybody, there's a mob of people waiting for one train and we were like, meep, meep, and just see ya.
Like Mario Kart, here we go.
Yeah, it just flew all by them. All right, see you later.
Yeah, and then the last thing obviously happened this year, like I said, let me help you guys out with the Bills and Jets game. And I had that one, like, again, this is a bucket list moment where it was Eric Decker's wife was singing the national anthem. I'm, you know, helping out with the microphones down there. And I just see, like, different, you know, I think it was helicopters kind of like fly by.
Oh,
and
yeah, just, that's right.
This is amazing. This is like, that was just pretty much like awesome. So I had to thank you for making that part of one of the moments of 2015 that definitely stood out for me. So thanks.
Standing on the 50-yard line, that game, you were 10 feet away from the anthem singer on the field. That was that's fucking sweet, man. It's nothing yeah. like it. Nothing like it. And there's only one person that gets to do that. You know what I mean? There's only like you, there's only so many people that could say that they've done that. It's very cool.
Yeah. No doubt. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, dude. And we've talked about it over the past couple of shows, but you moving to North Carolina, that's huge. That's a huge, talking about life event. Shit. That's like, you've just made four life events happen between you and your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. Everything slows down here. It's not like the fast pace of like New York, New Jersey and stuff. And here's a funny thing that you'll be like, wait, what? You'll be like, I'm going to drive to get an oil change in North Carolina. So I go to get an oil change and the guy who was like, oh, you have an appointment? I'm like, yep, 9:00. All right, cool. So he comes up to me. He's like, can you come in the shop? I'm like, oh, this is where they try and soak you for like, you know, the undercoating and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah. Fine. So he's like, I just wanted to bring you out here. And I'm sorry for the delay. And like the delay, like, it was a I was in there for maybe 15 minutes. Yeah. He's like, we're going to knock $10 off this oil change because you're waiting so long. And I'm like, what? Like, am I being punked? I'm like looking at cameras. I'm like, what's going on? And I was just like, okay, sure, thanks. He's like, yeah, I don't want to make a big deal and have everybody else ask for the 10 because you know how it is. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know how it is.
Sure do, sir.
Yeah. I was just like, that would never happen in New Jersey.
No. 15 minutes. Yeah, I expect to wait 15 minutes at least. Jesus. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, North Carolina, that area where you are, we have friends real close to you, and I fucking love it, dude. If I could, I'd totally move down there just because it's up and coming. It's the whole town of Durham and Raleigh and stuff. They look brand new. They look like they were just built like 2 weeks ago. Growing industry for medical and pharmaceutical and stuff like that, and like a bunch of other industries are moving in that area because real estate's cheap and the state has a pretty big unemployment problem, but they're, you know, getting better with all these new jobs getting flushed in. So it's pretty cool. I definitely dig North Carolina, man, and good luck to you, dude. It's so far you look like you're having a blast.
Yeah, I am. You know, it's funny. We always joke that when I lived in New Hampshire, it was like that was Canada.
Yeah.
This is more Canada than New Hampshire. And I'll tell you why. Because everyone, you know, in Canada, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Like, you know, if you cut someone off, the public, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They're super nice. Yeah, they're super nice there. Especially in that area of North Carolina. Super nice.
Yeah. People are listening to us like talk about like everything that happened that was great for you and then for us. And then you look at 2015 in a whole and it pretty much sucked.
Oh, dude. Well, you want to go into the news stories?
Yeah, let's go to the news first because this will be depressing. Right? Yeah. This is where we put the sad music.
Yeah, a lot of fucking terrible shit happened this year. A lot, mainly to do with guns, basically. Like, yeah. Guns were the hot button issue this year, as they are a lot of years. But this one, especially with two terrorist attacks in Paris, one Charlie Hebdo and the other one, just this recent one, the recent Paris attacks, ISIS attacks. Jesus, terrible year for if you lived in France. Cops shooting people.
Yeah.
And that whole thing, like everybody getting fucking up in arms about all that stuff and the Black Lives Matter movement and all that. And the Amtrak train crashing that was actually right in our area. And some people that, I don't want to attach myself to the story, but you know, you hear people through other people that knew people that do that same commute of the fucking train crash. That was nuts. Usually there's a plane crash. Trains are rare.
That's in movies with, you know, Sam Jackson and Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Very underrated movie, by the way. Unbreakable.
Yes, it is. Well, I think one of his best, by the way.
Oh, totally. Another one, the Charleston church shooting. There's a couple of mass shootings. That dude, that fucking reporter that got shot on air.
Oh, my. And you know, here's the thing, too. Like, with social media, that thing kept on going on loop, like on a Vine and on Twitter.
Fucking terrible, dude. That one, yeah. I think that one above all was the one that really, really kind of shook me to the core a little bit, just at how fucking people are, how terrible people are, and how, and also how far the media will take something now. There's just death on air. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
The whole big thing with the Syrian refugees, that whole situation is just absolutely nuts and is not going away anytime soon. On a bit of a lighter note, same-sex marriage gets approved federally, yep. Which was a huge victory for equal rights for gays, which is great, I think.
Yeah.
I know we don't get political on this show a lot, but I think we're allowed to. No, we can't. Can we? Am I allowed? Can I say that?
You can, yes. Yeah, sure.
Okay, good. I think it's good. I think it's a positive move in the right direction, just because everybody needs to be treated the same. I don't understand why it has to be at all different just because of who you decide you want to fuck. Who cares?
Yeah. The thing for me, it's like, what? It's not your, like, who cares?
Yeah.
It's like, why do you feel like you know, we're always taught to, like, you know, mind your business,
right,
and respect other people, like, you know, the golden rule and all that stuff. And it's like, no, that person can't do that.
What is
if
it?
If we kept on having the thing, the ideas of you can't do something because that's how it wasn't done in the past. Well, a lot of inventions wouldn't happen. We wouldn't have a flying car, all this stuff.
Yeah. How does it affect you individually? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, who gives a fuck? So what does it mean? Oh, you have to explain something to your kids? Wow. Sorry. You have to be a parent for 5 minutes? Sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And same thing with one of the big stories. All the big stories had to revolve around guns this year. That same thing with that. And we're going through that now with the whole gun control thing that Obama just did, you know, kind of bypassing Congress and just, you know, did it himself. Like,
yeah.
Again, can you just stop? Can you? I just feel like you see on the Facebook and stuff, like, everybody's throwing the, you know, the opposing views, and it's the same shit over and over again. Oh, he's going to take away our guns, and, you know, guns kill more people now than heart attacks or something. And it's like, you know, okay, we get, like, can we just fucking figure something out? Like, obviously it's a problem. If it's not a problem, it wouldn't happen so fucking much. Because, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, let's figure something out. What can we both agree on, please? Just for a little bit. Ugh, it's infuriating.
But, you know, it's funny because you can't, because someone, like, puts a meme together and everyone's like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And I love the ones that you see now when Obama talks about, you know, this. I feel like this mass shooting press conference is a daily occurrence now. I feel the same memes are being used every time. They're just getting recycled from fucking Columbine.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, and I don't know. I'm just making everybody depressed on this podcast.
I know.
Right now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's the way 2015 went.
Like, it was fucking depressing.
We were talking all about, like, our good stuff and, like, da da da, I'm walking on sunshine. And then you play the music and it's like, oh, 2015.
It's very, very true. Hey, the Pope came to the U.S.
Yeah, I was just going to say, a lot of people were, like, so cool with the Pope, that people, like, who hate the church and, like, I hate Christians, I hate Catholics and stuff. And, all right, there you go. That, you know, just let's all stereotype Catholics and Christians. That's cool. All right, do that.
Yeah, right. I think this Pope, why so many people like him, is exactly what I was just talking about. Can't we just find something that we both agree on? Like, you can have your opinion, but who cares? You know? Like, he's like, yeah, gays can get into heaven. Why? Because I said so. I'm the Pope. Who gives a fuck? He rules. I love this Pope. I do. I'm Catholic, but I'm not heavy into it. But I fucking love this Pope. I love him. He's great. He's like, yeah, gays. Yeah, they can get into heaven. Sure. What else? What else you want to get into heaven? Anything? Anybody want a beer? Anybody?
You see, like, a lot of people's, like, jaws drop. Like, wait, what did he say?
Mm-hmm. He's big on climate change. I dig him. I dig the Popa.
I would say for 2015 news and such, it was a kind of a crappy year, but there were some highlights, like the Pope coming to, you know, America and then Cuba and, like, different places. I guess he probably hasn't been, you know, I think you and I tend to be, like, a glass half full type of guys. So it's like, it did suck, like, with the guns and the shootings and all those things that are going on. But there's a lot of cool things happening in our lives. I know that you're happy that Bruce Jenner kind of talks about him being a woman now.
All right. You know, I have to admit, I'm a little weirded out by. I'm sorry. Can I hey, you want to do it? Go right ahead. But I'm not going to sit here and say it's not kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's not kind of weird. It's like I said, hey, you want to do it? Go right ahead. I'm not going to stop you and I'm not going to make fun of you, but at the same time, ugh. Why? I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah. And, like, do you think, like, he should have gotten the ESPN Courage Award or whatever?
No. No. yeah, okay, it takes courage, but there's some woman that was so deserving of it, and I can't remember who the fuck.
Oh,
it was
a basketball player who had cancer. The
yes!
high school kid.
Yes, holy shit! I don't know. There's just so many. There was so many better examples.
You know what? 2015 almost was like.
What's that?
With people signing for this and that, it's almost like high school. They have to do what they think is like the cool thing to do, mm-hmm. and I'm like, hey, we're gonna like, oh yeah, okay, we'll jump on this the platform, or we'll jump on this, or you know what? This is kind of the in thing to do because it's you know, that person is it right now. So let's go with them. Let's roll with that.
We've become a country of bandwagoners. Yeah.
Ever since the Seattle Seahawks started winning Super Bowls.
Damn you, Russell Wilson.
And that's enough. People keep on calling him Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook. Damn you, Westbrook Russell. All right, let's go to sports since we're talking about it. Go to All sports, right. man. Unfortunately, we're Americans, so we're going to do the American sports. I apologize, England and whoever else is listening. I will start with this one. Sepp Blatter from the FIFA president and a bunch of other high-level execs got arrested and relieved of their duties. Sepp Blatter actually, didn't he resign? Yeah, he did. Well, he resigned. He resigned.
Well,
he,
technically, like, feels like the weirdest thing. Like, yeah, I'm going to resign in 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. And FIFA, like, watching, I think Vice did a thing on them, and John Oliver's show did a thing on them on FIFA and how just unbelievably corrupt and just terrible it is, and how these people are just the biggest crooks on the planet. And to kind of see some of these guys get their comeuppance this year was actually a lot of fun.
I love the fact that one of the reporters, like some guy just went into that press conference and made it rain.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
And that guy's like, you know, he's like, oh, it's simple. I was like, oh, we're done. Yeah, you are done. Shut up.
How about the whole deflate gate thing? By the way, can we stop adding gate to things? Can we stop doing that, please? We should be done, right? The only time it was fine was because it was Watergate was the name of the fucking hotel. That's it. There's no other ones that should be gate. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
We're a bunch of recyclers.
Seriously, bandwagoners. So yeah, Tom Brady gets accused of deflating footballs, and I still don't understand how that makes a difference. How does that make a difference if you have slightly deflated footballs?
Because it makes it easier, I guess, to throw or have a grip, and it's the funny thing is, out of anything over passing, it's running a ball like a running back or someone running with the ball makes it a lot easier, so it won't pop out of your arms easily. You know, when people like try and punch, you know, the ball out.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: like back in, I don't know, when David Carr, David, like was being interviewed or something like that. He's like, yeah, I kind of like deflate my footballs a little bit because it's easier to throw or it's a better thing. And that was a public thing, and no one cared.
Right. This kind of was the year of the Patriots, just because they won last year's Super Bowl. They had this, and then they had this whole big thing with fucking Brady and Deflategate and whatever. And now they're back in the playoffs, looking like they're going far in this year's as well. It always seems. Oh, and then the other thing was Aaron Hernandez, former.
Oh my god!
Fucking Patriots tight end goes to jail for killing three people or one person. I'm sorry, just a fucking nut bar. That guy threw it all away. What a jackass.
And I guess he like killed people while he was in, like, supposedly there were reports that he killed people while he was in the University of Miami.
Probably. I think the dude's just a psycho, to be honest with you. So they win the Super Bowl. Kansas City Royals win the World Series.
This is something we need Jay to be in on, because it was the Mets and the Royals, his two favorite teams.
Right. So he couldn't. He said he was rooting harder for the Mets, which was just a mistake. Why would you do that? The fucking Royals were a goddamn juggernaut coming into the playoffs, and then just killed them once they got to the World Series. But congrats to them. Congrats to Paul Rudd, biggest Kansas City Royals fan I know. He's a good guy. Me and Paul talked a couple hours afterwards. He was very excited.
And we'll get to his success on the big screen in a minute. And that was something you and I shared as well. And to your wife's happiness as well, she got to participate. Now, that's a little tease coming up.
Oh, snap. Look at that. Tease. Radio tease.
Going along with sports and kind of disappointments, Mayweather Pacquiao.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a disappointment. I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it to the fight. I was watching all the pre-fights at a friend's, and then I was passing out on his floor. And then finally, Mayweather-Pacquiao starts, and I'm like, all right, great. And then it just ends. Like, what?
You should have stayed asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the world of, like, fighting UFC, Ronda Rousey, everyone's like, oh, man, you know, she got knocked out by Holly Holm in November, and everyone was just, like, rewinding the video of her just getting knocked out.
But, okay, so what would they expect? They expect her to win every match for the rest of her life? She's going to fucking lose one. Who cares? Like, that was, like, such a big deal, and I don't get it.
She was kind of like the Mike Tyson of UFC, though. I mean, in the sense of, like, she was knocking people out, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, I get it. She's fucking awesome. She really, really is. But you didn't think she was going to lose? I mean, I felt the same way with Tyson, I guess. But her to go undefeated is going to be really difficult. Yeah. But yeah, she did. But she did get her fucking ass beat. Holy shit. And now she's hosting SNL in a week.
Yep.
And then I guess she's coming, you know, coming back for the rematch. And then you know what's going to happen to rematch. She'll win. She'll adjust. Watch the tape. Fucking adjust, and she'll win, and then there'll have to be a third rematch. The rubber match. They said it could never be done.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Another thing in the sports world that kind of affects both of us, and this is kind of something that was, it got so drawn out with the commercials and everything. Like, I at one point, I'm like, am I going to be, I think I need to stop doing fantasy football. Thankfully, I didn't, because I won my money league this year, so I'm happy for that.
I got third place.
Third place?
Yeah.
You got some money, though, out of that, right?
I
did. Or no?
I get my entry fee back, plus a couple of, plus I think 30, 40 bucks.
Nice, man. There you go.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with FanDuel and DraftKings and the commercials over and over and over again, you're like, what are you doing?
That fucking Ponzi scheme, dude, that is going down hard. it is so illegal that it's going down so hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I hate to be the fucking guys that end up getting arrested because they ran that company. Wow. And I think the stat, you're right. I think the stat was like, it's something like every 7 minutes, there's a DraftKings or FanDuel commercial on TV at any given moment.
And if you looked at it too, like the it says like average winnings was $22.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I actually did it for 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then that's when all of a sudden the chum was in the water about them getting indicted and everything. So I was like, okay, I'm going to close this out. And I'm going to quit quickly. And I won, I think I won $100 total.
Nice.
Yeah. So I got out with $100 and I was like, all right, I'm good. And that was like over, like I said, that was like over the course of like 3 weeks.
Good for you, man.
Yeah. So, you know, some fun. But yeah, that's such a fucking racket too. Cause like they said like millions of the dollars that were won by each other's employees. Cause they had the secret algorithms.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's sports. What else happened?
Pete Rose is not gonna get into the Hall of Fame whatsoever. Yeah.
Pete Rose fucking it up, still not remorseful whatsoever. Ohio State wins the first ever college football playoff.
Yes,
that's pretty cool. That's pretty goddamn cool. Big Ten team.
I guess the ratings for the two games to see who faced each other were so poor because they had it like on like 4:30 on like a New Year's.
Oh, for this one. Yeah. This year, it's Clemson and Alabama.
Kobe Bryant and Jeff Gordon, both, famous in their, respective sports, NBA and NASCAR. They are saying goodbye or going, or already retired.
Yep. Kobe.
Oh, Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah.
Oh, yeah. A horse won 3 races. Hooray. Horse racing
and Golden State Warriors looking to possibly go above and beyond my 95-96 Chicago Bulls.
That's gonna be tough, sir. They could do it though. Steph Curry,
they can, man. Do you see the way Curry's playing?
They're ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like a video game.
It really is. It's really quite crazy. All right, you want to go to movies?
Yeah, movies. Let's talk about our fun at in New York City, like we were mentioning with Paul Rudd. Why don't you kind of take that?
You were nice enough to invite me and my wife, who is the biggest Paul Rudd fan, number one on her top 5 list. We went and saw the press screening of Ant-Man in July, and holy shit, that was great. And that was, me and my wife were talking about our highlights for the year. That was like number 3 on her list.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right behind the baby in the house. It was Paul Rudd. Me and Paul Rudd were in the same room. So that was number three on her list. But yeah, that was fun. And a pretty good movie, too. I didn't think it was that bad. I actually really like Michael Douglas as Hank Pym. I thought that was fucking great.
Yeah. Like the way that they brought, you know, Agent Carter and all that stuff in the film. Spoilers already. Just sorry. If you didn't see it, well, you're not a true fan. You didn't care anyways. But I like that. I like the storyline. I'm like, Marvel just keeps on making these fantastic movies. And in their trailers, they really don't show you everything like they did in the Batman Superman trailer.
Yeah. No shit, man. Yeah. I talked about that with my brother on his comic book show, which I'm going to plug right now. Comic Book Seduction. If you haven't listen to it yet, it's pretty good. It's on SoundCloud. Comic Book Seduction,
which you produce.
Yes, I do produce here at Masters of None Studios. Studio 8H. we talked about that and how that trailer was so terrible just because of how much it showed and how it just gave up everything and just made me cringe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially after it comes out a week after the Civil War trailer comes out, which is unbelievable. Fucking good. And to the point where I said, and I think I've told you this, if that movie is good, which it should be by the looks of it, do you realize that Captain America, this is a ridiculous sentence to say, Captain America will be revered as one of the greatest trilogies of all time?
Yeah.
Captain America. Do you realize how fucking crazy that sounds?
It sounds crazy, but it is so true. Like, the first one was good. The second one was better.
Yeah.
And this one just looks amazing.
Yeah. And everybody says, you know, the first one's the weakest. Dude, admittedly it is, but you go back and you watch it now, I fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. And Winter Soldier, unbelievable. Fucking unbelievable. So
the only issue I had with that, and it kind of, you know, when people talk, like, especially nowadays with internets, and I mean with the internet, like, people are, like, trying to spoil things.
Webernets.
If you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
mm-hmm.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would come out, I think, on Monday or Tuesday the following week, a new one.
Tuesday.
Yeah. And it pretty much told you everything that happened.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I remember being like, what the hell just happened? That's the only beef I had with that movie. It wasn't really the movie's fault. That's all I'm saying.
This year, the other Marvel movie that came out this year was a big one. Avengers Age of Ultron came out in May, which we actually got to see as well together at a press screening, which was fucking awesome.
That was a good one. I know a lot of people were saying it was pretty much like the first one, but just insert, you know,
Ultron
instead of Loki. But there were certain parts that were great. Bettany. Awesome job.
Yeah, he was fucking great as Vision. Yeah, he was good. A lot of people didn't like this one as much as the first Avengers, because it kind of felt like a link in the chain. It wasn't really like it couldn't really stand it as its own movie.
Yeah,
but it was kind of like setting up everything else that's going on for the second part or the next phase or whatever they call it. Here are some of the other movies that were top 10 grossing of 2015. Cinderella, which is a surprise, comes in at number 10. The Martian. Did you see The Martian yet?
No. How was that?
I haven't seen it yet either.
What'd you think?
The Bears. Hunger Games wrapped up with Mockingjay Part 2. Still haven't seen that. My wife saw it. She said she liked it.
Okay.
I want to see that one, though. Minions, the number 7. Have you seen that? You got older kids.
I watched it. Like, I was at this little Christmas party, and my daughters were watching it, but I was like, checking out in the background, like, what was going on? I haven't seen it yet. No.
Okay. American Sniper came out just before the new year. It actually came out on Christmas, so they count that as a 2015 movie for some reason. I don't know why.
It all blends.
Fast and Furious 7. I haven't seen one of those fucking movies.
Neither have I.
I don't get the I don't get the appeal. It's fucking car porn. I don't get it. I just don't. It's the stupidest fucking thing. Inside Out, which I saw. Another, that was a Pixar movie, right?
Yeah.
Yep, you'll cry. You'll cry at it. Just saying. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So we took the girls, right?
Yeah.
It was, we didn't tell the girls yet about the move because we didn't want to upset them and all that other stuff and what we were doing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
So we go in there, and as soon as we like get the basis of the movie, my wife and I just look at each other, we're like kind of like do the face palm, we're like great.
Oh man, that is what the movie is about. This girl's inner struggle with moving to a new town. Oh my god.
And here's another thing.
That's
too,
fucking
dude.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Here's another thing. So we're saying to the girls, like, all right, you know, you can decorate your rooms any way you want it and all that stuff.
Oh.
And my oldest is like, hey, can I get Inside Out sheets? And I'm like, oh man, this keeps on going.
I thought you were going to say, like, can I get like a fat head of Louis Black's character in Inside Out? Oh my God, dude. That is fucking terrible. That's like finding out you're pregnant and then seeing Rosemary's Baby. That's
Literally, like, we left that idea. We were like, all right, we're going to have to talk to them. Maybe not now, but maybe in a couple weeks.
Maybe in a couple of minutes when they start asking questions.
Yeah. So what's it like to move? Well, guess what?
Oh, man. That's brutal.
Do you like Riley's character? Yeah, guess what?
You want to be Riley?
Yeah. You don't have to be here for Halloween. Guess what's going to happen?
Oh, those poor girls.
Nah. They're adjusted, though. I mean, like, the funny thing is my wife didn't move around a lot.
No.
Moved from different state to state and here and there. And I think depending on the type of personality you are, you kind of adjust to it.
Yeah.
But so far, so good. So far, so good that they're liking their school and all that stuff. So we're doing all right.
Yeah. And if they got any bit of your personality, then they should adjust fine.
Yeah. But that movie was definitely a kick in the balls. I was like, great. Thanks.
Yeah. That sucks.
Great movie. Like you said, it's a tearjerker.
Yeah.
Did you see Mad Max?
No, I haven't yet. And it's
neither have I.
I heard it's fucking really incredible. Yeah. Believe it or not, that only got to 21 of the top grossing movies of 2015. So that was 4. 3 is Avengers Age of Ultron, as I said. 2, Jurassic World.
Yes.
Which, wow, that was pretty good. A lot scarier than any of the other Jurassic Park movies. It was. I was scared. I was feared.
What were you scared of?
I was scared. They were eating guys.
Of what?
They were dinosaurs eating people. A lot more eating. A lot more death.
I'm not a fan of birds and peacocks. So when the pterodactyls were kind of coming in, swooping people up, that was kind of like, okay, it got me.
Dude, that was creepy. And they absolutely manhandled that one woman.
Uh-huh.
What? That was so unnecessary. That was so long. That scene was so long. Her death dragged out forever. It was longer than Yoda's. It was fucking amazing. I was like, really? Really? Is this supposed to be a kid's movie?
I was waiting for the da 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 da.
It was scary. I was afeard.
No, but Chris Pratt, man, he is fantastic.
He's great. He's launched himself to superstardom. He rules. Mm-hmm. Love Chris Pratt. I watch Parks and Rec all the time, too. It's on just on Netflix. It's just constantly.
I know you and Jay aren't fans of Jason Segel, but did you ever see that movie 5-Year Engagement?
Yeah.
Pratt was in it. It was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Pratt's in that. That's right.
And then obviously the number one was Star Wars.
Oh, my God. So, sir, have I talked to you about Star Wars yet?
You and I were texting furiously.
That's right. We were. So good. Totally worth the wait. First of all, before we get into The Force Awakens, and we'll probably say spoiler stuff, so who gives a fuck? That's another word that needs to go away. Spoiler, sorry. Sorry, not sorry. I like that phrase. I like using that. So I texted you about this before. My buddy, for New Year's Eve, came over. He's like, I got a present for it. And he gives me a flash drive, and on the flash drive are the original trilogy despecialized editions.
Oh, nice.
So this is the original, the way God intended them, trilogy, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi, before George Lucas got his hands on a new fucking toy in the late 90s or early 90s and decided to throw, you know, a bunch of CGI at perfection, you know?
Yep.
So it's that footage in high definition, in 16:9 aspect ratio, fucking awesome. It reminds me of the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2. How when that came out, after watching it, I was like, I'm never watching Superman 2 other than this version. You know what I mean? Like, I'm never going, because that was so fucking good that it's like, this is what the movie should have been. It was so great. Well, here it is, finally, a good quality digital copy remastering of the original Han did not shoot first fucking trilogy. You know what I mean? Like,
nice.
So fucking good, dude. I have the files. Hey, you know what might be fun? Maybe put it in that old monster, in that old monster folder in our Dropbox.
Yes.
If you happen to be a member of the Dropbox and the monster folder, you may get one of those. They're kind of large files, so I may have to do one at a time for like a week or something. But yeah, so fucking good, dude. If you haven't seen it, there's like a 20-minute documentary on YouTube that goes over how the guy made them, and it's like this painstaking process, and he has like many different sources that he actually got to make this look good. And goddamn, does it look good? Holy shit, I loved it. I watched all three the past like three nights, and yeah, it's great. It's really, really good.
So, that's awesome, dude. Nice.
But yeah, so that was a nice little treat after seeing The Force Awakens. Holy shit! I mean, where were you? Where did you go? Did you go to any kind of premiere or anything, or were you just kind of decided to go on by yourself?
No, there was a place in LA, like some of my friends I knew that live out in LA, they were able to go. And Forrest, I was able to do that. I was, when that was happening, we were moving.
Yeah, so right.
I understand. And then like I actually bought tickets before we sold our house in New Jersey, and I gave it to my friend. I'm like, hey man, here you go. You know, you and your wife can go, because I was gonna have my father-in-law babysit our kids, and Jess and I were gonna go. That didn't happen. So I bought like a week before, I bought tickets in a North Carolina theater, so I could, you know, see it, and I did. A lot. And it was funny too, because I saw it and I was like by myself. It was funny. For movies that I really care about, I don't buy any popcorn or soda or anything. I just sit there and I don't need anything. Just like, I'm ingrained in this movie. I don't want to have to like go to the bathroom, nothing.
I hear you.
So everybody's like buying popcorn and all that. Like, yeah, you can do that fine. Uh-huh. The first time I saw it, it was a Thursday night before like it released on that Friday. Everything, the things before they, you know, have the previews, like the, like, oh, coming up on this TNT show and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was running smoothly. It was fine. Like small, like all like local TV, like local ads were running. Then when the movie was supposed to start, the thing froze.
Oh no.
It froze, and I kind of joked to the guy next to me, like, watch, you know, they get this fixed and it's going to be already like past the Star Wars thing. It's going to be scrolling up. Sure as shit, dude. It happens.
Oh no.
And as someone who's waited for a long time to see this movie, half of me was like, I wanted to like just storm out of the theater, like, all right, I'm going to wait for the next showing at like 2 hours from now. But I was like, no, I'll sit. I'm like, no, I'm going to sit and watch.
No.
But it was funny. Like, just imagine a Star Wars geek wanting to see like a long time ago in a galaxy far away and the whole fanfare. Nope. Halfway through the scroll. Like, okay. But then from then on, like in a minute, and like it took like a New York minute, and all of a sudden I was fine. I was ingrained in the movie.
Yeah.
So I saw it here. What about you?
Holy shit, dude. That's fucking incredible. I think Jake calls you Charlie Brown sometimes. That's totally true. Wow. Holy shit.
Let me say that my wife and I, she saw it like the Saturday after I saw it. And then last week, actually, on Christmas break, my wife and I took the girls to see it, and they loved it. So, and I got to see the whole thing from beginning to end, like nothing was stopped, frozen. So I'm like, all right,
good. You got that extra 35 seconds worth.
Yes.
You're good.
Dude, that's important.
It's an important 35 seconds. I'm not downplaying it, because as soon as that text shows up on screen and the John Williams overture comes in, damn, if chills didn't run up my spine. Holy shit. That was so goddamn good. I saw it with Cousin Jay and a couple of other mutual friends, and we went to Rockaway Mall, actually, over by you, where you used to live. And we did 9 o'clock showing on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. That was cool. It was a lot more packed than I thought it would be, but absolutely perfect. You know how I get when it comes to audiences and movie going experiences. And I have to say, the audience was very well behaved. We weren't sitting around a lot of kids, which was good, because there was a lot of kids in the theater, especially at that time. but everybody was very respectful. Nobody had any individual wrapped candies that they were eating the entire fucking movie, which has happened to me several times. Yeah, it's very, very cool. And we saw it in the IMAX 3D, which was very good, actually, because J.J. Abrams actually doesn't like 3D, you know, but he has to obviously adhere to the whims of what's supply and demand, basically what's in demand. So he did reluctantly did some 3D and did it to the point where it wasn't distracting. I don't know if you saw it in 3D, but it was...
I didn't. I saw it in regular format.
Yeah. 3D actually wasn't that bad because it wasn't distracting. You know, it's one of those things where it's, you know, within 3 minutes of the movie, you just totally forgot there even was 3D when it was there. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah, very cool. But yeah, so ingrained in the story, and thank God they had good writing in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the one thing I was really worried about, to be honest with you. Everything looked really cool. Everything seemed like it was going in the right direction. You know, prior to seeing the actual movie, the only thing that I was waiting for was, oh, what are these fucking lines going to sound like? And damn it, they actually were really good. They were funny. I laughed at times. The one that got me the most was Oscar Isaac, Poe Dameron. He gets captured by Kylo Ren. And like, there's this big moment. It's like, dun, dun, dun. And fucking Kylo Ren's staring. They're all both staring at each other. And Poe Dameron just goes, so do you talk first or do I talk first? It's so fucking funny, dude. That made me laugh hard. Yeah, I dug it. I dug I thought the lightsaber battles were amazing just because they were like, they had this sense of realism to them.
Yeah.
More so than any other Star Wars movie previous. Even the original trilogy where Darth Vader's swinging that fucking lightsaber around. It just looked so cumbersome. It looked like his elbows were attached to his hips when he was swinging. He's like, rah. Some of the best lightsaber fights, because they just looked real. Dude, Kylo Ren's lightsaber was used exactly how I thought it was going to be used for, as like a broadsword. It was just like a base. Yeah. It was like that, had that kind of weight to it, which was so cool. Yeah, I love the characters. I thought Rey was awesome. She fucking kicks so much ass. Yeah. There wasn't anybody that I didn't like in that movie, to be honest with you.
The only person I was upset the way they were used, maybe they'll be used differently in episode 8, was Captain Phasma.
Maybe, I know you're such a bigger fan than I am. What was the deal with her as far as, did they really, I don't even remember them really building her up. Like, it was like, oh yeah, that's a person. Okay, great. That's a character's name. Okay, great. Whatever. We'll see what happens. You know, what was,
yeah, she was, yeah, she was like the leader of, like, you know, maybe the stormtroopers or, you know, a certain division or whatever. I just felt with kind of like the hype, like it's when it came out that Phasma was a girl, and some guy on like Star Wars Facebook page was like, well, it doesn't look like a girl. Why is she a girl then? And they were like,
you're an idiot.
Yeah. They pretty much like, you know, shamed them, and everyone was like going off and stuff. But that was the only thing. I mean, there was a lot of similarities. Abrams, I think, smartly played into the New Hope.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. It was just a big apology. I thought the whole movie was a big apology for the last three movies.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. I don't know if it did that for you, but.
I've said this many times before. Like, I didn't mind the prequels. I know a lot of people hated them. And like Lucas, George, I just, with the whole, like, with the recent interview with Charlie Rose, it's like, don't really start in a fire where you don't need to.
The guy's past his prime. I mean, just admit it. Just admit it and move on. He's like the Brett Favre of movie making. You just gotta stop. Just sit back and collect your money and go away.
Yeah. I felt like, you know, we were talking about lines and stuff, like when Poe Dameron was saying, like, you know, this is, like, I love that line.
Yeah.
But the line that got me was when Han Solo goes, "It's not how the Force works."
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Finn's like, how are we getting there? He's like, don't worry. Finn was like, oh, the Force will guide us. I was like, the way that, you know, Harrison Ford has the facial expressions for Han was perfect. It, you know, it brought you from the original trilogy to now. It was funny. Like, my daughters call my dad Bebop. And at one point, Lily turns to me. She goes, he's acting like Bebop.
Just there. I started laughing. Curmudgeon old man. Love it.
I think the chemistry between Finn, Rey, Chewie, and Han was just immaculate.
Oh, it was like, great.
at one point, you know, Finn's like, "Hey, Solo." And I was like, "What you call me?
You call me Solo? You call me Coltrane?"
And he kept on calling him Solo the whole movie. Yeah. I started laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Just like, and people are like, "What? Why is that so funny?" Like, I don't know why, but it was just because everyone used to call him Han. And like now he's being called Solo.
Yeah.
I just love that.
Yeah. Fucking great. It was just the right amount of nostalgia, good storytelling, you know, Star Wars action, and just that right amount of, you know, little nods to previous movies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just so fucking cool. Like, even like little shit, like I got excited when they're on whatever wherever the fucking bad guys are in the new Pokemon Death Star.
Star Killer Base?
Yeah. And then it looks like a giant Pokeball is really what it was. But they're in that thing and the stormtroopers are walking by, and then all of a sudden you see the little Dustbuster droid fucking fly by. The little black one. Right? I was like, "Hey, look at this fucking guy. That's that guy."
I love, too, the fact that Kylo Ren wasn't force choking people, except for that one guy who's like, "We're talking about a girl."
Yeah.
But like, if things weren't going his way, he'd start taking it out on like actual pieces of furniture or equipment.
Right.
And like that one part where the stormtroopers are like walking and they see him like just ape, like, you know, ape shit. They all like, they look at each other, like nod head, and they went back the other way.
Oh, yeah. It's so fucking good. I love that they gave a little bit more of a weighted story to stormtroopers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They weren't just these like mindless robots that just kind of walked around, or fucking clones. There was actually people under there, and every one of them, they had different personalities, you know?
Yep.
It was kind of cool. I love the fact that the very end you saw Luke for 4 seconds. I thought that was great.
Yep.
I thought that was great. That sets up so many questions and, you know, so many things. Can I ask your opinion on a couple of things of what you think?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Who do you think Rey is?
Rey is Luke's daughter.
You think?
Yes.
My guess?
Okay. Are you going to say Obi-Wan Kenobi's daughter?
Nope. Although I've heard granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No. Ready? Here you go. It's Han and Leia's daughter, but Leia gets pregnant while her and Han are having issues. Han never knows that Rey is born. Leia knows Rey is their daughter and had them separated just like Luke and Leia were separated on different planets.
Ah.
So Kylo Ren and Rey are brother and sister. And Kylo Ren knows who Rey is, but Rey doesn't know who Kylo Ren is.
I like that. The reason why I feel that Rey is Luke's daughter, besides the whole like lightsaber calling to her.
Yep. But think about this. If she's Leia's daughter, she's also still a Skywalker, so that's that montage can still happen.
Oh yeah, no, the montage and the original lightsaber was Anakin's, aka right. Darth Vader. So I get that. But there are a couple of glances and certain other things that when Rey's talking to Han, he gives her like this, I wouldn't say fatherly, you know, look or whatever, but it was some type of like, "I know who you are, but I can't tell you yet." I don't know. I just picked up on that kind of vibe.
Okay.
And I feel though, because like Abrams said, they were, you know, weren't going to go the canon of the books after Return of the Jedi, and there were some similarities, and there were certain things that in the books Luke's son is called Ben,
right?
And so I think they kind of twisted things here and there just to kind of like appease like us fanboys, be like, "Oh, okay, cool. They're calling him Ben, but it's another guy."
Yeah.
And I just feel that because she was put on a desert planet, and I know that, you know, again, it could be Leia's, you know, child as well, but I just feel that Luke just dropped her off because she, you know, he was just like, "All right, if we're going to train Kylo Ren and, or you're going to chain Ben and things are going awry," I think he was like, "Okay, we're going to put her here and then we'll come back." I don't know. I just felt like, I honestly feel like it's going to be his daughter. So we'll see. But yeah, I like the fact that I knew something up was with Luke's character because he wasn't doing any interviews. He went to like the big like Disney Star Wars press circuit thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, he wasn't doing any interviews. It was mostly Han, some Leia, but then like, you know, the new triple threat with Rey and Finn and Poe. But everybody else was just kind of like laying low.
Yeah. Overall, dude, very, very cool. And we don't have to wait very, very long for another Star Wars movie because this December we get Rogue One.
Yes.
Which now is this, I've heard two different things. This takes place, is it the battle that ends up on Jakku, or is it the rebel people that got the plans for the original Death Star. Is that the story?
Obviously, with the internet, you're going to hear certain things like what happens to it. But from what I heard, and I think I read something through Disney, where it takes place before the events of Star Wars A New Hope, tells the stories of the Resistance fighters and they steal the plans of the Death Star.
Ah, okay.
So that's the whole thing. So
that's cool. Okay, neat. Because they're going to do a couple of movies like this. Like they're doing a young Han Solo movie.
Yep.
What was the other one? Are they doing a Boba Fett movie?
Boba Fett, yeah. Or Boba Fett if you're from the South.
Boba Fett. I have a piece of Star Wars trivia for you, sir.
Okay.
When is the first time in Star Wars history do we see Boba Fett? This is harder.
Okay.
This is harder than it sounds.
Out of the movies, were they? Because I'm guessing it's going to be Attack of the Clones.
Listen, nope. I'm saying chronologically, in time, when was the first time that we ever saw Boba Fett in Star Wars history?
Oh, was it the Christmas movie?
Yes! You're right. Congratulations, sir.
Thanks. No, I thought you meant like in like the sequence of events.
Yeah,
like,
no, I get it. No.
I thought you were going to try and trick me with a young, like, oh, young Boba.
In R-E-A-L time, not R-E-E-L time.
Okay. Yes. Nice.
Real versus real.
So we pretty much did 2015 in review, and then we went all of a sudden went to Star Wars.
Yeah, well, but there you go. So what are we missing? Oh, the only thing we didn't talk about is music. I have to say this. I'll say it quickly. I started getting back into music this year a little bit because I'll just say top ten singles.
Okay.
Top 10 biggest songs of 2015, and I actually know some of these. Okay, first of all, the 10 and 9, this is from officialcharts.com. I don't know.
Okay, good.
I don't know what that is.
I'm glad you're going with that place.
So 10 and 9 are Justin Bieber songs. Sorry and What Do You Mean? I haven't heard those. Hold Back the River, James Bay. Lean On, Major Lazer, featuring Mo and DJ Snake.
I just got that song because my daughters love that song. And I'm always like, you know where it says like blow a kiss, yeah. Fire a gun?
Yep.
I was like, crocus, roasted pecans. And they're like, is that what they're saying? And I'm like, yeah.
Sure. Hello by Adele.
Oh, yeah.
It's all over the fucking place. See You Again by Wiz Khalifa.
Yep.
Love Me Like You Do, Ellie Goulding.
Mm-hmm.
Goulding. Take Me to Church. Is that Hozier? I forget how to pronounce it.
Hozier, eh?
Is it Hozier? I don't know. I like that song a lot, even though I don't know who the fuck it is. Number two, Cheerleader by OMI.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that song. And then number one, played it every fucking 5 minutes, Uptown Funk. Mark Ronson with Bruno Mars.
Where's my girl T-Swift on that list?
Oh, Taylor? Let's see. She had a huge year. I think 1989 has now 5 number one singles or something like that from that album.
Yeah.
She played the stadium. She was really good. She actually puts on a really good show, believe it or not.
Yeah, she does.
Which one did you go to?
I can just imagine. Like, we're in our house, we're big Taylor Swift fans. I'll admit, man, I have the album. My daughters got it for me for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your girl.
I love Bad Blood with oh my God, why am I blanking on his name? Kendrick Lamar.
Yes. So you're a Swiftie?
Oh, I'm a Swiftie. You remember that.
You're a Swiffer. Why do they call themselves Swifters? Swifters. That's so much easier. Why Swiffies? Although, the one thing I can say that Taylor Swift did not do very well is she introduced the word squad into the...
squad goals?
Oh, God damn it.
Worse, squad goals or bay?
Oh, this is where it gets difficult. I'm going to say bae.
Okay.
I don't understand that one. That was music. So what do you think?
Also, too, let's talk about video games. I would say Battlefront.
Halo. Batman.
Did you get a new system yet or no?
I got Xbox One.
Nice. All right. Good for you. All right.
Very excited. Been playing Battlefront. Been playing a little bit of Halo. Batman I haven't cracked yet, but I will be getting to that. Those are my three games, really. There was another Assassin's Creed that came out. You got a bunch of shit. Didn't you get like Mortal Kombat and shit?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. A couple companies sent me like the Star Wars Infinity and Lego Dimensions and stuff.
Oh, so, yeah, that's right. Yeah, those games are fucking huge.
And two, for sneakers, man, next year, Michael J. Fox got the first pair, but we're going to have self-tying laces next year.
Let's do it. Let's get three pairs.
Yes.
Give one away.
That'll be our podcasting shoes instead of our Christmas shoes.
It's a great idea. Give one away on the air. Just one, though. Not one pair.
Yeah.
Just one shoe.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah, that's 2015 in a nutshell. And
I know you guys were all waiting for this. Jay said 2015 sucked.
Yes. Big surprise.
Yeah. Because he's Mr. Brightside. I think for us, like, how can we say it did? Okay. Personal side, maybe it did suck. But for us, I don't know, man. I enjoyed 2015.
Everybody had a terrible time in 2015 except for us. That's just part of that. Let's just say what's honest, okay? And that's what it is. Everybody had a miserable year, yet we made lemonades out of those lemons. And here we are.
We did. All right. If you feel like we want to know what you guys like, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter and just let us know what you thought about 2015 and things we missed, which we probably missed a lot of things.
Probably. Usually do.
But who cares? This is our podcast, so shove it.
Yep.
Yeah. So even though it might have sucked, we're going to say it ruled. 2015 ruled.
It did. Be a tough one to top. We're going to try.
It was like a Jim Mint Ken Griffey rookie card.
What are you hoping for 2016, sir?
Man, movies. Just again, movies. I can't wait. This is going to be another good year in movies. And yeah, can't wait to see what we bring on this podcast and go from there, man. You?
Yeah, we get a comic book movie, I think, every other month this year.
Yes.
Which
Deadpool.
Which is fucking ridiculous. X-Men Apocalypse, Deadpool, Civil War, Doctor Strange.
Ugh.
We got a ton of shit coming out. Comic book wise. So looking forward to that. Yeah. Looking forward to another year of hopefully killing it. This fucking house and baby and everything. And be great. God willing, we'll see you next year for 2016.
All right.
Review.
So for Jay, who's not here, for Mike.
See ya.
Self. See ya.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Father too many.
They had it. I think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. I got it again."
You think they had to buy it?
I think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Once they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back, as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.